Hello, this is Jill here from Reading in Berkshire, just adding to the Upper Limbs series. It's 2016 and it's proving to be quite a productive little year so far for introducing new podcasts. So I've recorded a couple of little movement sessions around the upper limb. And this one is just a real plain, straightforward, simple process that you can have a go at doing. It might be something that you can do if you've had maybe a stroke, when you want to just gain a bit more confidence with your arm. It might be something that you can do if you've just got some weakness, you've had a break, or you've got some pain, whatever. Or it could just be that it's something that you choose to do because you are just interested in exploring. And I think this is the key and core with any of these lessons. There is usually an outcome that you'd like to achieve, but there are many different ways that you can use the lessons, and many different people can get different outcomes. So I want you to be sitting for this lesson. Now, if you've got like a Swiss ball or something similar that you can sit on, or a wobble cushion, they're called sit fit cushions. They go on the chair and you can wobble around. Those would be the perfect things to be sitting on. Or I have a stool that I use that has a sort of a base that's got a slight curve to it, so that the stool actually sort of rocks backwards and forwards. If you haven't got one of those, just find yourself a chair, which means that you're sitting probably with your pelvis just sort of slightly higher. That means you're not at 90 degrees at your knees and 90 degrees at the hips, so slightly less than 90 degrees, and have a table in front of you. So the configuration that you want to be in is sitting with a table in front of you. Or something that you can use, might be sideways onto a desk. And you need to have your hand, your forearm resting on that table with your palm down. And you can think about having your elbow bent about 90 degrees, maybe close-ish in, but not snug right up to the desk, so close-ish in. And feel that the shoulder is supported, so you might want to fiddle around with having pillows or towels or blocks or whatever underneath your forearm to enable you to have some sense of differences. So you're sitting like this and you've got your hand just resting, and have a look at it. So just have a look at your hand, and when you have a look at your hand, just notice what parts of your hand you can actually observe are lifted up and away from the surface that it's resting on. You might find it's quite curled and your fingers are quite lifted. You might find it's quite flat, but just have a look at it and idly sort of look at it and notice it and see what it looks like. And as you're sitting in this configuration, ensure you have your feet flat on the floor. You can take your shoes off if you want to or leave them on, it doesn't really matter. And just as your hand is resting there, you're going to leave your hand resting, and you're just going to begin to start to shift your weight from side to side on your pelvis. So you're just, you know, moving your weight over so that you've got more weight on, you know, one side of your pelvis, and moving your weight over onto the other side. And at this stage, it doesn't matter whether you're rocking from your shoulders, or if you're sliding and gliding through your rib cage like a snake. But leave the hand where it is and just do this little rocking movement. So as you go over to one side and you come back and you go over to the other side, you're just sort of leaving the hand resting there. Now, the further away you lean over to one side, you can go as far as you want to. Just allow yourself to feel at what point the contact begins to start to want to come away from those fingers, and just moving from yourself from side to side and leaving that hand resting there, and leave it alone, and then come back and just allow the hand to lift up and move around a bit, and then put it back down on that surface again. And now this time you're going to think about your elbow, the elbow of the hand that's resting on the table. And you're going to be beginning to think about that sort of the tip of the elbow, the bit that's pointing out towards the back of you, if you like. And you're going to begin to start to draw a circle with the tip of the elbow. So hand is still just resting on this support, and you're drawing a circle with your elbow. So round it's going, your elbow is circling one way, and notice which way you chose to go. Did you go clockwise or anti-clockwise? And notice the quality of your circle. Is the circle circle-ish, or is it a rugby ball shape, or what's it like? And then have a rest and maybe explore a little bit going in the opposite direction. What's it like going the other way, the way that you didn't choose to go first? And then as you're doing this, just begin to start to think of that sort of rocking from side to side movement that you did at the beginning, and begin to bring that movement in a little bit more, so that as you're doing this movement of circling the elbow, you're just rocking yourself over to one side and then back to the other side. And notice which seems to fit with you. If you rock maybe away as you bring the elbow in, and towards as you take the elbow out, and then change direction, so go in the other direction, and notice what seems to fit this way. Is it the same configuration? And just play with this. Go one way and then go the other way, and all the time just allowing that hand just to rest down on the table. And then have a rest and just sit. And you can take your hand off the table if you want and just rest it in your lap, and just notice what it feels like to have the hand resting there. Notice maybe if you can be more aware of this left side of yourself or right side of yourself, the hand that you're doing the movement work with. What's it like now? And when you're ready, you can bring your hand back up and rest it on the support in exactly the same configuration. And now have a look at the positioning of your fingers, and notice whether anything has changed. Notice whether the fingers are lying maybe closer or more curled up, or if there's a different contact that you're making with the surface now. And now we're going to just leave the hand where it is, and we're going to just allow ourselves just to lean back a little bit, and then lean forward a little bit, so the hand is staying on the same place. If you were to have taken a pencil or a pen and drawn around the hand, it's in the same little imprint mark on the table there. And you come forwards and backwards, and do as much or as little as you want. And remember, you can always do this movement work in your imagination. You can do it in the opposite hand. If you've got one limb that's affected, you can do it in the other limb. So leaning forwards and backwards. And as you do this movement, maybe allow yourself just to think about shrugging your shoulder a little as you come forward. So shrugging the shoulder up, and then allowing the shoulder to drop when you go back. So your shoulder blade, which is the bit just around the back of you, is just moving. And notice any tensioning that's going on in your neck and shoulders. And if you feel it's getting uncomfortable, then reduce down what you're doing so you do less and less. So as you're coming forwards, you're feeling the weight moving onto your feet, the front of your feet. Your feet are taking more weight, and your shoulder is lifting, and your hand is staying where it is. And then you're allowing yourself to move back. Weight is perhaps up again in front of your heels. Shoulders going down. And just allow this movement of the shoulder shrugging and elbow moving just to take place. And then have a rest again. Nice things about the rests in a Feldenkrais session is, or in this kind of movement work, is that, as I say, you can either leave the limb where it is, or you can move it and you can rest it, and you can just really take your mind away from what it was that you're doing. And as I look out of the window here as I'm recording, I've got three beautiful kites that are circling high in the air, so I can just put my attention onto those. And then put your hand back if you imagine that place on the table as if you've drawn around. And again, have a look and see how these fingers are sitting. Is it the same or has something shifted? So let's go back to that circling again. Let's go back to circling that elbow out to the side, whichever direction you want to go. Allowing your body just to move naturally. And then think about doing a strange thing. As your arm goes one way, can your body go the other way? So as you take the circle of your elbow out, can you lean away from it? That's an interesting and opposite movement to do from what we were doing just now. And as you bring the elbow in, can you move towards it so that you're circling? Now that might be the way that you feel comfortable to do it, or it might be quite a non-habitual way. And again, play with it and notice how easy the movement is to do. And then just have a rest. And again, you can do as much or as little as you want. You can do it in your imagination if you want to. And then bring your hand into your lap or rest it down for a second or two and just notice the quality of your sensing of yourself. And take in as much time as you want to. You can always switch the recordings off if you want longer rest periods. Switch them back on again to carry on. When you're ready, put your hand back up on that surface. And now this time, what I would like you to do is just to slide your hand forward and slide it back. So just slide your hand along the surface a little way and then slide it back. And think about this movement with your hand, almost feeling for every tiny, small piece of wrinkle or crinkle or uneven surface underneath your hand there. So sliding forwards, sliding back. And notice which fingers you can feel through. Can you feel through all of the fingers in the same way? Can you feel more on, say, the palm, more on the little finger, on the thumb? And begin to start to do your little circles with your palm now, so circling around. And notice if you can do this circling with your body. So your body is actually doing the circling and the hand is really being stirred by the movement of your body. So it's as if you're holding a spoon and you're just moving the spoon around. The end of the spoon is your hand, and you're moving the hand by just moving your body round and round. And notice which way you're going, if it's clockwise or anti-clockwise, and then change direction and go around the other way. So your hand is just resting on the desk here, and round it's going as you're taking it in a circle. And then leaning forwards with your body to allow the hand to go forwards when you lean forward, and lean back. That's it. And just notice the quality of the movements. Allow yourself to breathe. If you've done any of these processes before, there was one that we did to do with the speed of movement, so you'll already be aware that if you change the speed, it'll change the quality of the movement quite dramatically. And you can go slower and slower and slower if you wish. You can go smaller and smaller and smaller. And if you want to, you can close your eyes. So as you're doing this movement, you're just hearing the sound of my voice, focusing on the sensations coming in from your fingers, really feeling your hand, being very aware of your body. Any thoughts that are going on to do with your body, so that you're really using this as a process of embodiment, if you like. You're being very mindful about your body. And think about little circles, little arcs. Can you sort of draw a figure of eight with your hand, but doing it with your body, so your body's doing a figure of eight and your hand is just being led around. And do this with your eyes closed, just as long as you want to. You can keep going, and then when you're ready, you can open your eyes and just bring yourself back to normal, if you like. Look out of the window, look at the curtains, look around, and just notice how that hand feels. And then put your hand, rest it back, and again, just compare. Had you taken a photograph of your hand with a camera beforehand, you might find that this hand is now very different. And allow yourself just to gently open and close your fingers and just feel what the quality of the movement is like in these fingers. And remember, if you're doing this on the opposite hand, maybe to a hand you've had an injury, this is still having a huge effect on your cortex. And then bring your hands up, and I would like you to bring both hands up if you can, and just put them next to each other, so palm to palm, fingers to fingers. Just compare how the fingers on this hand are now in comparison to the fingers on the other hand. Is there a difference between the lengthening in the fingers in this hand and the bending? And just spread your, take your hands apart and spread both of your fingers wide, hands wide apart, and look at the way that your hands are gapping. Put maybe your hands next to each other and see how far apart your fingers feel like going. And just be aware of the quality of the movement. So this little process is something that you could do if you spend a lot of time driving and or writing, or using a mouse, or gaming a lot using your hands, or using your phone and texting a great deal. This is a very simple little process that you could do just sitting down. You could do this with your arm on the arm of a chair. You could do this sitting at your desk at work. You could just spend literally 10 minutes just doing a few of these processes. Of course, you can also, if you want to, you can repeat this on the other hand, and you can see what the hands feel like now. If you were to put them both down, have a look at the curve of both the hands and see what they're like. You, as I say, you could use this in lots of different contexts. If you have a hobby where you use your hands a lot, if you play snooker or shoot or play hockey or tennis, any racket sports, cycling, motorbike, anything where you're gripping, which is pretty much everything, because most people drive. If you're pushing a supermarket trolley a lot, pushing a buggy, this is a really nice little process to do. And as you probably noticed when you did it earlier, it can just help you to be inside your body for a few moments. So thank you very much for listening to this. I hope you find it helpful. Any comments or feedback is always accepted. You can always contact me through here on the Feldenkrais download project page, or you can contact me on my contact phone number, which is usually on my Twitter account or something similar. And I look forward to working with you again in the future. I'm based here in Reading in Berkshire, but I also work up in London. And if you'd like to talk to me about having some lessons to encourage you to have some learning, then please do get in touch. Take care. Bye-bye.